Rebecca Lee Crumpler, 1831 to 1895, physician. From the very beginning, caring for others was a part of Rebecca's life. She was raised in Pennsylvania by her aunt, who provided healthcare services to the people in her neighborhood. Helping her community became her passion and her life's mission. She attended a private school in Massachusetts and went on to work as a nurse for 8 years. In 1860, she applied to an all-white medical school, the New England Female Medical College, a bold and risky move, but she was accepted. Rebecca graduated in 1864, becoming the first African-American woman doctor in the country. Out of more than 50,000 physicians in the United States at the time, only about 300 were women, and Rebecca was the only black woman. She began her practice in Boston, specializing in the care of women and children. But when the Civil War came to an end, she moved to Richmond, Virginia, to work with the Freedmen's Bureau. The fallen Confederate South was extremely hostile to the newly freed slaves, so Rebecca worked with the Bureau to provide health care to them. Rebecca had been born free in Delaware, the state with the highest number of free blacks before the war. She was new to the adversity and racism of the South, but she endured it in order to help the poor and needy. Throughout her career, Rebecca was concerned with the health of women and children. In 1883, she published a two-part text titled A Book of Medical Discourses. The first part focuses on care for infants, and the second part on women's health. It is possibly the first medical article published by a black woman.